And now this is a dictation for Rita Cook, C-O-O-K, May 26, 47. Addresses a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mrs. Cook, chronic kidney disease, last visit in March. Has COPD, CHF. Uses oxygen at home, 4 liters. Mobility restricted. Multiple emergency room visits. Arthritis of the hips, insomnia. No infection in the urine, cloudiness or bladder, is frequency, urgency, nocturia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Complaining of neck and head pain. Blood pressure remains high. Has skin cancer on the right side, but no procedures can be done. Bladder review system is negative. She doesn't know what medication she's taking. Apparently on Bumex, Cardura, Corec, Nifedipine. Today blood pressure 180/62 on the left side, morbid obesity, restless, no localized RALS, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, distant heart tones, question irregular, obesity of the abdomen, edema lower extremities. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 2.5. GFR will be in the 20s, stage 4. Elevated potassium 5.3, a normal sodium acid base. Normal calcium, phosphorus not available. Low platelets, anemia 10.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. Slowly progressive over time, no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done for symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis. We educate about dialysis and we do an AV fistula with a GFR around 20 or below consistently. Patient is poor historian, we will try to obtain a true updated medication list and trying to adjust medications accordingly. Treatment for anemia, if iron levels are good, and keeping hemoglobin above 10, below that EPO, monitor potassium, blood test needs to include nutrition, phosphorus, encouraged to come with family member as she is not reliable in the history. Continue to follow, end of dictation.